This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Isaac Wood is with the University of Virginia Center for Politics, and they will be marking the anniversary of the historic Kennedy-Nixon debates coming up tomorrow evening at an event at the University of Virginia. Isaac, what are the details?
Well, this is going to be a great event, like you mentioned. The 50th anniversary of the Kennedy-Nixon Great Debates. We'll be marking it with a panel discussion and clips from the debates themselves on a big video screen in Newcomb Hall Ballroom. And that's going to be tomorrow, that's Thursday, at 7 p.m. in the Newcomb Hall Ballroom. It is completely free and open to the public. So, you know, come one, come all. If you remember the 1960 debates, come and share your thoughts on it and watch them again. If you've never seen them, this is certainly a great opportunity. We're going to have Bill Schneider and Alex Castellanos, who are two well-known political analysts. Bill Schneider, of course, was on CNN, was their senior political analyst for a long time. Alex Castellanos is now on CNN, and we're going to have Dr. Larry Sabato, our director, is going to be there as well. They're all going to be giving their input and their instant analysis on the clips of the debates that we'll be watching.
Isaac Wood is with the University of Virginia Center for Politics. This event, again, is tomorrow night at Newcomb Hall. It's free. It's open to the public. Plenty of seats available. It'll be in the ballroom there. And what time does it start?
At 7 p.m. tomorrow.
7 p.m. Remind us the significance. There were four debates total, right? But the first is the one that everybody thinks of when they think of Nixon sweating and looking sick. And remind us a little bit of the historic context and the significance of those debates in 1960.
Well, there's two real reasons why they're incredibly significant. First of all, it was the first ever televised presidential debate in the United States. This is something, when we think of presidential campaigns today, the first thing most people think of are those debates. That's really how we define our presidential elections today. This is the first time it ever happened, and actually, because they were so pivotal, and because they really swung the election from Kennedy, who was losing going into this first debate, over to Kennedy, they really put the momentum in behind his camp. So you had presidential candidates for years afterwards who were unwilling to do these presidential debates because they were worried about the impact. They saw how much they damaged Nixon. And fortunately, now we do have presidential debates as a staple of our elections every 4 years. But it'll be great to come out and see this and see exactly why people were worried. What did Nixon do wrong? What did Kennedy do right? And also compare them to the presidential debates with which we're familiar.
The Center for Politics at the University of Virginia hosting this event tomorrow night at the Newcomb Hall Ballroom. The event starts at 7. It is free. The 50th anniversary of the Nixon-Kennedy debates. We're talking with Isaac Wood of the Center for Politics. It's interesting, Isaac, 1964, 68, and 72, no presidential debates were held for 12 years because of what they saw happen in Nixon v. Kennedy. That is amazing. They were terrified.
It is. It's very interesting, and thank goodness we've gotten beyond that. Now we have presidential debates are so ingrained in our political culture that you really couldn't afford not to debate. It would be such a sign of weakness, and the press would be all over you. But at the time, since it only happened once, other candidates felt like they were able to refuse to debate, and people remembered Nixon, who was unprepared for television. This was not a medium that was familiar to politicians. He famously refused makeup because, he thought it wasn't masculine enough. Unfortunately, under the hot lights of the TV studio, he's sweating. There's going to be a great montage we're going to show tomorrow of all the kind of Nixon moments. You can see how he looks compared to Kennedy, who had been preparing for this debate on the roof of his hotel in California, tanning with the note cards all around him. It's quite the contrast, and you can see why you would have politicians who would feel like they couldn't ever live up to the image that Kennedy had set for them in this debate.
We're talking with Isaac Wood of the University of Virginia Center for Politics. The event is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Newcomb Hall. Plenty of convenient parking there at the parking garage on Emmett Street. I am reminded of a similar debate in, I believe it was 1992 with Clinton, the first town hall debates that they created, which really played to Clinton's strengths because he could move around and talk to the audience instead of just standing behind a podium. And the first Bush senior was very unprepared. It was sort of his Nixon moment when he was caught looking at his watch. I mean, he really bombed that, and some say that's where he lost the election.
Exactly, because so many people watch these debates, and not only those who watch it live, but also those who are going to watch the clips and are going to read in the paper about one candidate or the other, what gaffes they've done. You have people who, really, politicians who really fear these things. They remember Nixon. You remember Bush, of course, who, looking at his watch is one of the most famous moments in modern political history. And every once in a while, you also have a presidential candidate who comes along who really fits a medium in a certain way, who has a certain temperament that, for Kennedy, these debates really worked. They played up all his strengths. And for Nixon, they didn't allow him to use his strengths. The same thing happened, of course, in 1992. Bill Clinton was perfect for the town hall. That's the kind of setting that he could really shine in, and that's what you had. So it'll be interesting to see and hear also from Professor Sabato and from Bill Schneider and Alex Castellanos about what they think the legacy has been as far as forcing presidential candidates into this kind of stilted debate setting with the precedent from the Kennedy-Nixon great debates in 1960.
Isaac Wood is with the University of Virginia Center for Politics. Big event tomorrow night to mark the 50th anniversary of the historic Kennedy-Nixon debates of fall of 1960. And this event, again, is free tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Newcomb Hall at UVA. Isaac, thank you so much, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.